Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Brokerpreneur Podcast, formerly known as Sexy Real Estate Recruiting Podcast.
It's still Dr. sexy.
It's still sexy, right? And a little bit country. I'm Dr. Ben Spears, the ambassador of Flow. Matt, the big guy, is sitting here right here with me. He doesn't know it. I can see dolphins over his shoulder. I'm not going to tell him. He's like, I don't want to look.
Because I'll get distracted. It's bad enough you're wearing a dinosaur shirt. Yeah. I'm like, that's a cool looking dinosaur shirt, man. What is that, a T-Rex?
It's just T-Rex skull, man. I saw that skull in Montana, wherever it was.
In Montana, right?
Yeah, exactly. Wherever that museum was.
Yeah, that's so cool.
That's funny. I saw a kid this weekend, you know, at the golf tournament, and he's walking around in a T-shirt, and his T-shirt said nothing but tacos and hot dogs. It said tacos and hot dogs. I was like, "That's you're my dude." I said, right, well, "I was like, right. Whatever, man. Those are my two favorite things." Yeah. So, Matt, we're gonna talk about this transition a little bit. But First of all, the question that everyone tunes in for,
right?
How you doing, man?
I'm doing absolutely fantastic. There's been a lot going on over the past couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Things are finally settling in. It's still at a breakneck pace, which, of course I love, right?
That's, yep,
I
want
it to go 1 million miles an hour. But like you said, I gotta have my back to the beautiful weather and window and water and dolphins and all that. Flipper's back there doing the tail out of the water.
He's flipped six times.
Right. I can't look at it. He's flipped. He went back and asked, he had a sign on that said tacos and hot dogs at one of the times. She came out of the water, right?
Yeah, exactly.
But there's a lot going on, but it's just so good. A lot of good stuff happening. So.
No, absolutely.
Yep.
And guys, it's the same thing with the podcast, right? Here we are, making that transition from SRP to Brokerpreneur Podcast, yep. And people are asking not in a bad way, but tell me what's this all about? And and it really comes from you guys.
It does, 100%. Right?
We talk a lot about recruiting. It's for sure going to stay, the main focus of this entire podcast. But we had so many people reach out to us, and not only that, had so many guests talk about other things that recruiting that were more entrepreneurial.
Yep.
And people were saying I like some of that stuff sprinkled in.
Right.
And so we say, okay, well, we're talking to all these brokers, and they seem to like the entrepreneur stuff.
Right.
We coined a long time ago, I don't remember the date or something like that, right. the word brokerpreneur, and it just kind of felt right, right?
Right.
And so, here we are, the Brokerpreneur Podcast. We're still talking about recruiting. Ultimately, we just want to make sure that everyone out there goes from where they started, being a salesperson. If you're still there, it's okay.
Right.
But we want to make sure we take you to CEO, where you're actually, running your business, in the way that you should. Yep. That's profitable and just a funner life.
Absolutely, funner, right? The funnerest life.
Exactly, the funnerest.
So there, and I mean, part of the reason why we do this, part of the reason for the transition, is there's a lot of things changing with real estate, really constantly,
absolutely.
Right? So there's going to be some fundamental things that always work.
Yep.
There's going to be some other things that are not going to work the same anymore, right?
And there's
going to
be some things that never did work and won't.
That's right. Stop freaking doing them. but that's a whole different conversation. So, but there's going to be some things that aren't going to work,
yep.
Right? And we know as the market shifts, as it changes, the thing, some of them. And so we want our peeps to be connected with that. We want to know what's going on. We don't want it to be a surprise, right?
Yep.
Because people that are, people that right now they're all of their sales, part of their sales is going towards keeping their doors open, right?
Yeah.
When sales shift,
yeah.
If right, so you got to be.
There's some people where all their sales,
yes,
are going to keeping their doors open.
Absolutely, and so if you're the broker out there and you're listening to this and you're like, okay, so I got to be on a high commission split with myself because I got to take that money and I got to put money into the, I got to put money into the coffers so that
That's
we can
exactly
keep the doors.
Right.
That when the market shifts, you better be ready for that.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the time to start planning.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Right. So and
what's that the time to start doing?
Panicking. Hit the button, man. It's time to panic.
Yeah. Planning. You're panicking.
Planicking. That's right. It's time to blame storm.
Yeah, changing it to the Planicking Podcast.
Not us.
Yeah, not us. No. That's a new word that we just coined right there.
Right, planicking.
Planicking.
Right.
So, Matt, as always, let's tell everybody, you know, a little bit about what we're going to be talking about.
Yep.
Yeah, I'll let them know how to get in touch with, you know, with the rest of us.
Right. So we're going to talk about, you know, your first impression that you're making marketing. Does it really match the process and the flow of things? So this is part of the reason why we're going to touch on this is because, you know, we deal with a lot of companies that you know, they have somebody smiling and dialing for them, right? They got somebody just out there, you know, dialing and setting the appointments. I love it if that fits what they're trying to accomplish.
Yep.
What kills me though is that, you know, they're paying these services to set these appointments up, and of course, all the services promise the same exact thing. Oh, we're going to give you the best possible recruit. We match them the best towards you. Okay, but literally at the end of the day, what they're doing is they're picking up the phone, they're dialing, they're trying to get the appointment because that's what the broker said I hired you to do. Yeah. So they're trying to get that appointment, and what ends up happening is it's saving them some time, right? Because they're not making those dials, but they end up sitting down and exploring the first conversations with that person the first time that they're meeting them, and some of those people just wouldn't be a good fit, and it should have been dealt with in the vetting process of the phone call, right?
Yep.
So what you're putting out there makes a difference whenever it comes to the appointment, and that's what we're gonna dig into today. That's what we're gonna spend a little time on.
Yep, absolutely, guys. Before we dive into that, you know the routine. You know wherever you are, make sure you hit that follow button, that subscribe button. We really appreciate it. Let's you know all those platforms know that we're doing a really good job. And then on top of that, you know, go in and join our VIP list. Go to prospectboomerang.com, click on podcasts. There's a box right there that just says join our VIP list. We'll send you monthly recruiting tips, tricks, and hacks. We have some really cool guides, tutorials, playbooks, whatever you want to call them. We call them tutorials.
Right.
Coming your way.
Yep.
And if you're on that list, you know, the day that they're ready, you're just going to get them.
Right.
Right. If you're not, of course, you can always sign up the next week or whatever. But to make sure that you stay on top of everything recruiting from us in the podcast and Prospect Boomerang, go check that out, sign that up, and we'd love to have you be part of the family. So
absolutely.
So Matt.
Yeah, man.
Matt, this is RealtorMatch.com.
There you go.
Does your marketing match? You know, and it's kind of like putting. You know, it'd be like me putting a picture out there, you know, with six-pack abs.
Right.
Right. That picture doesn't exist, everybody.
It does. Photoshop can do that.
I know. I'm just saying it doesn't exist anyway. Anywhere that I know it does anyway. Right. And then they come in and, like, you know, here I am.
Right. We are Sparta. We can spray paint that on you, you know.
Yeah, it's just exactly. It's spark paint. They'd be like, it's time to planic.
That's right.
So what can our listeners do to make sure that from the beginning of the process all the way through, you know, signing, like they know what the problems are.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you know, how do you find out where your problems are?
Yeah, where's the blind spot? Where's the gap that needs to be closed, right?
That's exactly right.
That's so important to understand. So the only way you're going to get there, too, is if you take a serious look at it. That's what we're going to kind of spend some time on today, right?
Yeah, perfect.
You know, taking a serious look at, you know, some of the different reasons why people don't have that match.
Yes.
Right. Some of the reasons why they're like they think that this should be happening, but actually this is happening. And then they're wondering why their appointment to hire ratio. Right. So,
exactly.
You know, one of the things that we do in the recruiting assessment, we take a look at your contact list to hire ratio as well as your appointment to hire ratio. Right. So how many people do you have in your database as a whole? Right. That matters whenever it comes to figuring out how many people are actually going to show up. But how do you get those people into your database is a big part of what we're going to talk about today, is making sure that they have a fundamental understanding of what's stopping them and their marketing from getting people to connect with them, getting people to say, hey, you know, I want to talk to you. Right. So I think one of the biggest things, you know, small companies, this doesn't happen as much, right? One or two person operators, you know, single owner, you know, under 10 people, all that kind of stuff. This typically isn't an issue. Franchise systems, this is an issue.
Yeah, I can see that for sure.
And this is also an issue with larger brokerages, multiple offices and everything.
Yep.
They really don't have an idea of exactly what's happening from a recruiting standpoint, right? And here's the reason why. okay, everybody, we're going to recruit. All right, fantastic. Let's recruit. Here's what we're going to do. Here's our plan. All right, I got our plan. Everybody runs out to their office. And then the next thing you know, everybody's got their adaptation of the plan.
Yeah.
Okay. And so, and some managers, some broker owners, some, you know, SVPs or whatever are just like, hey, I absolutely love it, right? Go do your own thing as long as you're getting the results that you want. But that is completely dependent on a skill set of a manager. And if you have a bunch of offices and everybody's not at the same level, then you not having a solid plan for them and knowing what's going on with recruiting, that's actually causing you or giving you more problems than solutions. Right? Because the thing that you got to keep in mind, if you're in a marketplace and you have 10 offices, 6 offices, 5 offices in that marketplace, and all of them are recruiting different, all the marketing that they're putting out there and all their efforts and everything are very individual to those offices. Not that there can't be some of it, but not completely independent of those offices.
80-20.
That's right. You literally have people that are overlapping into other people, and they're taking their culture and overlapping it into what's going on in someone else's offices. You're actually having competing messages out in the marketplace.
Yeah.
So one of the first things that everybody has to kind of do is they need to step back and go, okay, what really are we doing overall to try to market to recruits? And the reason why I said this is an issue with franchises, because a lot of times franchises put some things running in the background.
Yep.
Right. And then they have, you know, a program that the franchise is paying for out of their whatever fee and all that kind of stuff. Yep. And the next thing you know, you've got these things that are just kind of happening, and you're not really measuring the results, and nobody's really paying attention to it. And you got one person in the back room that checks the email that it's going to every now and again. And the next thing you know, you have conflicting messages out in the marketplace because you're not sure of everything that's happening.
Yeah.
So don't turn the on switch on until you know what you're turning on.
This sounds very familiar.
Okay.
Because I think I remember there was one podcast out of the last 120-some where we talked about having a plan.
Yeah. Maybe one we've talked about having a plan.
I think there was one. I have to go back to the archives.
Because if you don't plan it, you're going to end up panicking, and you're going to have a panic. That's a plan to panic.
Yeah. And so that's so right. And you know, especially when it comes to these big brokerages, right? Some are ran beautifully,
right?
Like we know that, right?
Well-oiled machine.
You know, yeah, there's some in the middle, there's some, you know, way at the bottom, but I think a lot of those owners hide behind, well, I want to give my managers,
right?
You know, what would you call that?
Autonomy.
Autonomy, exactly. You know, I want them to be themselves, and yes, you want them to be yourself. We want them to be authentic.
Absolutely.
But, you know, it's let's say, you know, you got six offices, and they're all within, I don't know,
three counties.
Well, there might be an office that's absolutely perfect for an agent. Mm-hmm. You know, in one of those six.
Yep.
And they happen to be recruited by, you know, one of the other six, and it's just like, this just isn't
right.
It's not a good fit. You don't want that person feeling like, well, they're all of them,
and they will.
Yeah, all of them are not for me,
and they absolutely will.
Yeah, so, and that's the problem.
Yeah.
Hey guys, this podcast is powered by Prospect Boomerang.
We all know broker owners struggle with profitability. Prospect Boomerang compounds your profits by recruiting the best agents to your brokerage.
For consistent growth, visit prospectboomerang.com.
And so if you sit down and you don't have if you're a large organization and you don't have a consistent appointment process, you're literally hurting yourself in all of your markets.
That's exactly right.
If you don't have a good appointment process, you're hurting yourself in all markets. And if you believe that, which you should, if you believe that, then the same thing is true for marketing.
Yeah.
Right. So if you're not relatively consistent over the market, that doesn't mean don't have personality to it. Don't be authentic. Absolutely. If you listen to any of our episodes, you know that that's not what we're saying. What we're saying is be authentic, but be consistent across all of those locations. Be consistent across all that messaging. Yep. Don't have poor quality Facebook ads and high quality LinkedIn ads as an example.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, even if they say a great thing in both of them, don't do that. have consistency across all of that, because some people are never going to see that LinkedIn ad because they never logged in, and all they're going to judge it by is that other ad, right?
Yeah,
and the same thing happens from an office perspective.
I'll let you, because you know this isn't necessarily my realm. Let's say you play the role of two different managers,
mm-hmm.
right? And let's say it's you and I,
right?
Right, like everybody knows I'm super serious.
Right.
And that you look for a joke in everything.
Right. Okay. Can you say that with a straight face?
Yeah. How can...
Because I could say that with a straight face.
Yeah, I can't. I can't say anything with a straight face. How could you and I have the same process,
mm-hmm.
right? Without going into details. I'm not looking for details here. How could you and I have the same process and interview the same agent and then feel like...
Yeah.
That all these brokerages, that all this makes sense.
Right.
But they're just a little bit.
Yeah.
Maybe you're not for me, but that guy might be.
Yeah. So if you have you hit the nail on the head, right? You said process two or three times. Absolutely. You have to have a process, right? There has to be some consistency across it. But that's why when we're dealing with our clients, we talk about the four pillars of an interview.
Yep.
Right, because if you sit down and talk about the four pillars of an interview, and I sit down and talk about the four pillars of an interview, and we talk about all the time, listen to what the agent is saying, and then make sure you apply the pillar first and last, recap it,
mm-hmm.
say it first, and then recap it at the end, of what they said was their biggest concern, and you go through all four of those pillars. It doesn't matter whether your personality is involved in that, my personality is involved in that. It doesn't matter whether I've got the bulldogs on the wall in my office and you have the wildcats on the wall in your office. That doesn't make any difference, because we're still hitting fundamentally the same things, and so we're adding our flavor to it, but everybody's having steak.
Yeah.
You follow me? That's what you have to make sure it's happening. What the issue is, everybody has their own flavor, and some people are having Thai food, and some people are having chicken nuggets, and other people are having pasta, and other people are having whatever and whatever and whatever. And then the next thing you know, somebody came in and they're like, oh, I really don't want Thai food. That company's all about Thai food.
Yeah.
And that's the issue.
You find that, you know, I know we're talking, I leaned back away from the microphone because I was having an aha moment here. We find that we're talking about offices inside of the same ownership.
Right.
Right. And so there are offices out there, you know, franchise. I'm not knocking franchises by any stretch of the imagination, but there are franchises also where they have, you know, multiple offices inside of a market. They're marketing the same kind of way because, mm-hmm. you know, the franchise offers them, you know, the similar marketing. And someone might go to a Billy Bob's
mm-hmm.
that's owned by Betty Sue,
right,
and be like, oh, like,
yeah,
Billy Bob's isn't for me,
right,
and then drive by another Billy Bob's that's owned by, you know, Jimmy Joe,
right,
and be like, well, that's not for me.
That's exactly what happens.
And they're just like, you know, they put them all in the same basket, and they just push that aside, and it's very much like that, you know, one bad apple spoils the bunch.
Absolutely.
And you can see that, and again, because we're talking to a lot about these larger companies, you can see that for sure when you have these smaller brokerages that are like one to 10 agents and maybe like a broker and one staff person, where they go out and they try and copy the marketing that these bigger companies are doing, not realizing that if agents are having bad tastes from Billy Bob's marketing, that they're just saying, you know what, you're not even a Billy Bob's.
That's exactly right.
I'm getting the same stuff from you.
I feel the same way about you that I felt about Billy Bob, and I don't even like you as much as I like Billy Bob's.
Yeah, exactly.
Happens just pushing that basket
without even getting to know, you know, what you're all about.
Happens all the time. Absolutely. And the reason why is because they haven't taken a look at what they're actually marketing.
Mm-hmm.
And two, you know, your marketing has to be authentically you. We talk about the marketing being authentically you all the time, right? And then when they show up, this is so important. When you market something and the person shows up, what they're experiencing when they show up has to be what was marketed to them. The sooner they get that verification, the better off they are, right?
Yep, that's exactly right.
And so we talk, you know, I talk about this example all the time, you know, coaching agents or whatever, right? So You know, if you put on your postcard, voted number one by an independent lab, right, and you're sitting there with your Labrador Retriever next to you, okay, and then you show up at the listing, and that's on all the postcards, that's on your billboards, that's on your...
Yeah, dogs right, everywhere.
Dogs everywhere. Me loving on a dog all over the place, right? And then I show up at the front door, and this dog, and the potential seller's dog jumps on me, and I push the dog off of me, right? That's what showed up at the front door is not what was advertised.
Yeah.
I know that's the silliest, ridiculous example.
But it makes perfect sense.
All the time it happens.
Yep.
All the time it happens. So if you say you've got a supportive environment, and then when they show up to the office, there was no show of support in the appointment process, there's no show of support in them being in the office, that you sit down and you get right to it, and it's just you, and you talk to them, and you promise all these things that they don't see another living soul, they don't right. talk to anybody else, they don't see any whatever, or you say you're a supportive office, and literally you sit them down in front of a computer and say, okay, now I need you to sign into your account so that you can do this automated training, so you can whatever. What the hell? That's not what they, right? That's yeah. not support. It's okay. Yeah. Just don't put support on the freaking postcard you sent yeah. to them. Yeah. Don't say support when you're setting the appointment, right?
Yeah.
If unless you're truly going to do it, don't act like you're going to do that. That happens a lot. That happens a lot. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you know, there's, you know, one of my favorites, and I'm going to throw this out there, right? We'll probably get some backlash from this. You know, I hear people say all the time, you know, come to my brokerage and you get to keep 100% of your commission. The truth is, that's a lie.
Yeah.
You don't get to keep 100% of your commission,
yeah.
right? You're having to pay some kind of fee. You're having to pay some kind of whatever. On top of that, you don't get to keep 100% of it because you have business expenses. Right. And so yep.
your own marketing.
That's right. There's other things that you have to do. Now, can the person get by without paying anything? Yes. But in that same email, they're talking about expanding your business and growing and doing more and all this kind of. Wait a minute. Be honest in what you're saying on that. OK, you get to keep enough of your commission so that you can leverage it the way that you want to. And we show you how to do that. Right. That's a completely different conversation than you get to keep 100% of your commission being the tagline across the top of it. And then yeah. literally unpacking all of that as they go down through the email.
Yeah.
I mean, that kind of marketing, you have to just be really careful with that, because that's sending a message to the person. And it's not that it's not exciting to them. Oh, wow, I get to keep that. Not that it's not understood. Oh, man, I'm going to be able to do my own thing with it. But automatically it's saying something that is the opposite of what the rest of the freaking email is saying
yeah.
and the rest of the conversation.
100% attrition.
That's exactly right. So the interview has to match the marketing, right?
Yeah.
And so, you know, if you talk about support, if you talk about coaching, all that kind of stuff, that's the type of environment that needs to be in the actual interview. That's what needs yep. to happen through the appointment process, right?
Yep.
Here's a big one. They're too busy to really be involved or interested in recruiting, and they're saying that growth is really important to them.
Yep.
But then they don't treat the recruit that's coming in like it's important. They yeah. don't treat them like that, right? I really want, you know, this is really about growth and it's really about whatever. And then the person comes in, they're halfway kind of paying attention to them, and you know, they're holding their phone and answering their phone, right? So
yeah.
so what you marketed to the person is not what they're receiving. You just have to be completely honest with that, and you have to be truly interested in that process, or otherwise it's going to come through in your marketing and or your appointment process.
Yeah. Or like after they sign up, you can just send out an email that says like, new company yep. culture.
Right.
We changed our mind.
Right.
We're not about growth anymore.
Right. That's right. That automatically goes out.
Yeah. Or like whatever the new fad is.
Right.
Like we used to be about growth, but now we're about our own growth.
Right.
It used to be about your growth. Now we're about our own growth.
Now it's about our cash flow.
Yeah. Exactly.
Right.
That it's so true, and we just hate to see it, guys. And every time we talk to people, you know, our clients, that's one of the things that we really love. You know, when we're coaching or we're doing our masterminds, or you know, we're having all these events, is, you know, we love seeing that transition from everyone who you know, comes in and they're just like, listen, like I've had appointments.
Yep.
Right. I couldn't get it.
I talked to someone today.
Yeah.
I talked to someone today that said, Yeah, I've got a service that's setting up three to four appointments a week. They were telling me no, thank you, right? So I was talking to them, and you know, we'd had a conversation about, you know, some of the things that we do, and I was like, well, I think I can really help. You know, we can get me or one of the coaches to kind of really dig into this part of what you do, and they're like, oh no, I've got somebody setting appointments for me and everything, and I was like, oh, that's fantastic. Yeah, 4 to 5, you know, appointments a week. I was like, wow, it must be you must be killing it.
Rock and rolling,
right? And they said, yeah, well, we discontinued the service. I was like, well, why'd you discontinue? Tell me a little bit more about that. Why'd you discontinue? Yeah, we just weren't hiring anybody from it. I was like, you weren't hiring anybody from it.
Yeah.
How many appointments do you have
to make hires?
I'm telling you, man. I was like, wow.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
And they were explaining to me how they didn't need what we have.
Yeah, and everything that we're talking about. Is how to maximize that exact process.
Absolutely.
Right? Like the goal is to get it to where you don't need 4 to 5 appointments a week to get hires.
Right.
Sure, get 4 to 5, but be picky and choosy from the ones who say, I want to join, and you're like,
yeah, can't do it.
Can't do it today.
Right. Quality pipeline.
Yes.
I mean, it's not just a pipeline. It's not just turn the faucet on, right? Yeah. The other thing that, you know, that you know, I asked, I said, okay, so what are you going to do now?
Yeah, what's the next step?
Right. What's your plan? Because you were getting appointments, not hiring anyone, but you're getting appointments. That means that you're probably not doing any of the other things that you need to do if you're 4 or 5, okay? So I was like, so what's the plan now? And they were stumped.
Yeah,
right.
I mean, no idea.
And the reason why is because the messaging that they were putting out there, I don't think this was completely on this manager's shoulders. I think how they were setting the appointments was the wrong messaging. That's the wrong advertising. That's the wrong prospecting, right? There's a difference between marketing and promotion. Okay, we've talked about that. And so what they were getting is they were getting promotion, okay, but they were having running into the same issue. And the issue was what was being promoted, what was being marketed to people was not the same thing that was happening when they showed up.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So guys, you guys know how it is, right? If you're listening to this on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Deezer, any of those platforms, make sure hit that follow, subscribe button. If you're watching this on YouTube, hit that red subscribe button, hit that bell right beside of it, get notified every time we drop a new episode. If you want to watch all these in the exact same place, where, you know, Matt and I take you from planicking to planning.
Right.
Go to prospectboomerang.com. Click on podcasts. You can listen to every single one of them there. Take a look at our Brokerpreneur Fast Track. You know, we've got a great program for you to kind of, you know, get involved into what we're doing. And start building that quality pipeline that we're talking about right now. And Matt.
Yeah.
I know you always have an action item for everybody,
so you know,
I don't want to be like part of your win yet.
Right.
Let's give them something that they can do to really find out, like, you know, is my marketing matching?
Yep.
You know, my appointment process.
Yeah. So have this. This is going to be complexly easy. Let's make a word out of that.
Complexly.
Complexity. So find a friend of yours that is a vendor, right? Somebody that supports the real estate transaction. Ask them to reach out to a friend, right? So let's say I've got Billy Bobby's a friend that's a lender. I'm going to reach out to him and say, hey, I'd like for you to talk to someone that doesn't really know me or my office, another vendor. I'd like for you to ask them what they know about us, okay? And then I'd like for you to have them just stop by the office and just take a tour of the office. Right. Yeah. So here's what we're doing. We're going to ask them what they think they know about us. Right. What's been marketed? What's out there? And then when they walk in, I want them to take a tour of the office and see if those two things match.
Yeah.
Okay. Because if not, your marketing's not working. If there's not some congruency between those two things, then the marketing's not working. Let me give you an example. Some brands portray themselves to be more luxury minded than other ones, right? Okay. I've driven by some of those offices. Some of those offices are incredible. They're beautiful.
Yeah.
Some of those offices look like hobos living there. Not anything against hobos.
Yeah.
Hobos are people too.
Yeah. Hobos are people just like the rest of us.
That's exactly right. But some of those offices that profess to be luxury offices look not like luxury offices, right? So what is being portrayed in the marketplace, is that really what they're seeing when they show up, right? Yeah. What's being marketed out there and to the realtors locally, is that what they're actually seeing when they show up? If there's not a connection between the, if there's not a line between the two of those things, if the friend of a friend doesn't say, okay, well, I think that what I know about, you know, Billy Bob Real Estate is this, and then they show up and they're like, oh my gosh, this isn't what I thought it was. It's great if you overexceeded when they show up, but if that's the case, why don't you just do a better job marketing? Don't you think you're going to get more recruits that way?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. So anyway, so that's what we can do. That'll help people out, and it'll help them understand, you know, how to have better conversion, how to make more appointments stick, whenever it boils right down to it. Make those appointments and interviews turn into hires.
Yep. Speaking of stick.
Yep.
Grab a bandana, throw your sandwich on the end of it.
Right. Hitch a ride on the train to the local Prospect Boomerang.
Prospect Boomerang. They're at the local station. That's right. Matt, we help all the hobos. We help all the brokers. We help everybody that we possibly can.
Right.
Especially that's involved in the real estate industry, because it's just an industry that we absolutely love.
Yep.
And we do that for one reason. And one reason alone, tell them why that is.
Because we want to be part of their win.